You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Veterinary Association has recently joined a petition to ban the public sale of fireworks. The petition comes as a number of pet advocates are increasingly concerned about the fear and stress which is inflicted on pets and other animals by firework use. I speak to the New Zealand Veterinary Association's Head of Veterinary Services for Companion Animals, Sally Corey, about the petition, the impact of fireworks on animals, and how to keep your pet safer on Guy Fawkes Day. Do you think there could be a risk of people panic stockpiling fireworks and purchasing black market fireworks, such as in California?
Yeah, absolutely. So our concern this time of year when we have fireworks for sale to the public just for that very short period of time, so just over the 3 days, is that it does unfortunately lead to that stockpiling behaviour. So it does mean that people are putting them away to use at other random times of year, for other celebrations, at times like New Year, etc. So we definitely do experience that in New Zealand.
Do you think that a potential ban could increase the stockpiling risk as people look to purchase fireworks before the ban comes into force?
We would hope not, and certainly if that is the case, is that it is very short-lived. Once that ban is in place, then that behaviour should be significantly impacted. So that's really what we're aiming for here.
How frequently are fireworks causing harm to animals?
So we certainly see incidents every year. Now that might be pets, so cats and dogs, or larger animals, particularly horses. So there's certainly things that hit the media every year where animals have been injured or harmed directly as a result of fireworks going off in their neighbourhoods.
How severe can the harm caused to animals be as a result of the firework use?
So it can be very severe. So it can range from animals just feeling very stressed or anxious around the noise and the sound of fireworks to actual physical trauma. So if animals are trying to flee or escape from paddocks, escape from houses and sections, etc., they increase the risk of being hit by a car, increase risk to motorists as well, particularly if it's a horse running onto a road. So there can be, definitely some significant things. We often have horses running into fences at this time of year as they try and flee paddocks. So it can be pretty horrific.
Is there any way to use or enjoy fireworks in a way that doesn't risk causing injury or distress to animals?
So it's really more around the organised firework display. So if they're organised within communities and neighbourhoods and that people have plenty of warning that they're going to happen, then they can plan. They can make sure that their animals are moved to a safe place. In the case of pets, that they're kept indoors, they're secure, they've got somewhere quiet where they're able to hide away. So that's kind of generally the only way that we can really keep them safe. It's the random fireworks displays when you don't know they're going to happen, or fireworks are being let off in neighbourhoods that can pose the greatest risks, unfortunately.
Is there anything animal owners can do around Guy Fawkes to reduce the risk to their pets or other animals?
Yeah, so it's really just, certainly making sure that if you're an animal or pet owner, making sure that pets have a safe place to hide, making sure that you're blocking out any noise potentially. So having a TV on, calming music, keeping them indoors, ensuring gates are closed, doors are secure. And if pets do need to be taken outside to toilet during fireworks displays, then just make sure that they're on a secure leash just to prevent those sudden dashes if there's any loud noises. With larger animals, so such as horses, just making sure that you've had the opportunity to move them to a safe paddock or a stable if available, or an area that's just away from fireworks.
Do you think there's a risk of being overly restrictive in the name of animal well-being, like loud vehicles pose a risk to household pets but we still use them?
Not really. I mean, we've recognised fireworks as a significant welfare risk for a long time. So And they're certainly not a necessity. So there are other ways to enjoy yourself other than with fireworks. So, you know, we definitely do advocate for that ban on the public sale of fireworks. They also are known to pose a risk to wildlife as well, which is often the part we forget. It's not just pets and large animals, but, you know, certainly on some of our native species.
That was the New Zealand Veterinary Association's Head of Veterinary Services for Companion Animals, Sally Corey, speaking to me about a petition to ban the public sale of fireworks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.